So the big question is this: what would you do if money didn't matter? Say you had millions in your bank account, what would you focus on? Would you spend more time with your family, with your wife, with your kids, take family vacations? Would you pursue your gifts and talents and dreams, serve your local community, teach others, serve your church community? You see, if what you would do if money didn't matter is pursue your gifts and talents and dreams to serve others, then that is probably what you should be doing. The problem is, most people are in the rat race, living 5 inches in front of their face with no time to pursue what they were born to do. That is the problem, and the solution is to develop enough passive income to replace your working income so you can quit your job and be free to live your life the way you were created to. That is the solution, and this podcast will show you how. What's up, guys? This is Ryan Ank, your host for another awesome episode of Cashflow Dad Life. And you guys want to hear something funny? Actually, if some of you have told me that you watch these episodes or listen to these episodes with your kids, if that's the case, go ahead and press pause and pop earbuds in right now, because this isn't like a family-friendly episode. This is, you know, a dad talking to maybe other dads or other people of the like who might share in some of these same frustrations. So if you're married, you'll probably understand my pain in this situation. So I wake up Saturday morning and I look over at my beautiful wife and I think to myself, you know what? It's Saturday. I got nowhere to go. I think I'm gonna make a move. Well, sounds great, but there's just one problem. I've got this 2-year-old cock blocker that snuck into the bed in between us, and he's just sitting there watching VeggieTales on my wife's phone. And so I think to myself, I gotta get rid of this little chump somehow. So I pick him up. I'm like, all right, why don't you go watch VeggieTales in Conlon's room, his older brother. So I bring him into Conlon's room, I give him my wife's phone to go watch VeggieTales, and he's sitting there, he's content. I say, Conlon, you've got John Paul Duty right now, my youngest, my 2-year-old. You've got John Paul Duty right now. Don't let him out of here. And Conlon's kind of half asleep. And so he says, okay, and I go back in the room, lock the door, and I think to myself, it's business time. 1 minute later, I hear a knock on the door. Mama, you in there? So I'm like, oh, God, just ignore him. And then I hear again, knock, knock, knock again. Mama, where'd mama? So he says this like 5 times. Where'd mama? Where'd mama? So I just responded the only thing that I thought he would understand to make him go away, because I was running out of, you know, the way you communicate to a 2-year-old, you know, sometimes you have to say things that don't necessarily make sense to the average person or are even true, but it's just what that 2-year-old's going to understand at the time. So to make him go away, I go, mommy's making poo-poo on the potty. Go watch VeggieTales. So I hear him kind of scurry off. Ding, 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 ding. And I think, sweet, all right, where was I? 30 seconds later, my cell phone rings. Somehow, that little pissant found out how to call my cell phone from his mom's phone, because he had the phone, he was watching VeggieTales on it. So I'm like, geez, you know, just... You know, he calls like 3 or 4 times and I'm like ignoring it, but it's hard to concentrate when the phone is constantly ringing. And next thing you know, that little turd gets on FaceTime. So he's FaceTime requesting me about 3 or 4 times. He's FaceTime requesting me and it just won't stop. Now, I love my son, but I swear he's going to have to find a new place to live if this keeps up. So I don't know if any of you guys have that problem. You just wake up and there's a kid's, you know, just staring at you when your wife is supposed to be there. You know, he's got, you know, you wake up with a kid's foot in your junk. It happens all the time. And it's not like, you know, we don't do anything about it. Every time he's in the bed, we, you know, pick him up and bring him out of the bed. It's just, you know, 2-year-olds kind of do what they want. You know, that's their motto. Do what I want. So at any rate, I'm sure you're thinking to yourself, how in the world is Ryan going to relate this story somehow to passive income real estate investing? So here's the deal. Here's the important thing to tie home here. We make time for the things that are important to us, right? You, if something is important to you, you find a way to make time for it. Now, what I hear most often with people who are interested in making passive income, or they're interested in changing their life in some sort of way, but one of the main objections I hear from everybody is, I don't really have time. Well, that's the entire point of getting started, is so you can have time. So you either invest time up front so you can have time later, or you just say you don't have time now. Here's the thing, if it's important to you, you will have time. You will make the time. You know, there's that old story from Stephen Covey's book, The Seven Principles of Highly Effective People. He tells a story about this professor, I think it's from that book. He tells a story about this professor, and the professor basically goes in front of the class with a jar, a glass jar, and in that jar he has these big rocks. And he says to the class, all right, would you guys say that this glass is full? So the class goes, yeah, of course, it's full of rocks. And so he takes out a bag of smaller rocks and he pours it in the jar and they trickle down around the big rocks. And he goes, well, now would you say that it's full? And they're like, well, okay, now it's full. And he says, all right, he takes some pebbles. He pours a whole thing of pebbles and they trickle down in between the big rocks and the little rocks. And now you got these little pebbles in between all of them. And he's like, all right, what about now? Is it full now? And so the class says, all right, it wasn't full before. I see your point, professor. Now it's full. So then he takes out a bag of sand and pours the sand in there. So the sand trickles down between the big rocks and the little rocks and the pebbles until it's absolutely, and he packs it down until it's absolutely full of rocks, big and small, pebbles and sand. And he says, all right, what about now? Is it full now? And they're like, well, I'm not sure anymore, but I'm pretty sure that you just packed the crap out of that jar with rocks, pebbles, and sand. I think it's full. And he gets out a cup of water and he pours the water in there. And he says, all right, what about now? Is it full now? And the class is like, yes, it's full now. What's the point of the story? The point is that most people say they don't have time, but they fail to just make the time. You know, it's all about scheduling. It's all about sitting down with a calendar, writing your to-do list, and then look at your to-do list and say, where am I going to place this throughout the day? I mean, when I first got started learning creative financing and real estate, I was working 40 to 60 hours a week. You know, I would literally take my bathroom break to mess with my amortization calculator. How many of you guys sit down at the end of the day and watch Netflix? How many of you, when you go use the bathroom, are just messing around on Angry Birds or something like that? The point is, you do have time. You just got to make the time, okay? Create the time. The things that are important to you. I've got five kids, so believe me, having privacy and intimacy with my wife is something that is hard sometimes. But you know what? You can plow through it and you can make the time, make it work, okay? So that is the moral of the story today. I'll catch you guys in the next episode. Make the time. Boom! Thanks for listening. Please remember to rate and subscribe. You're going to want to listen to every episode as soon as it comes out, because each episode has in it an idea or a strategy that could literally change your life. And listen, don't miss out on the free investor tools that I have for you on my website, cashflowdadlife.com. So go to cashflowdadlife.com and get your free swag. And listen, hit me up if you want to talk about how we can get you out of the rat race as soon as possible. Until next time, my name is Ryan Ank, and this was Cashflow Dad Life.